The Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. Founded in 1840 when eight Irish Catholic families gathered to celebrate Mass, St. Joseph Catholic Parish has been a vibrant, active part of the Dexter community ever since then. This weekend marks the 47th annual St. Joseph Festival, and the whole community is invited. Joining us here to talk about it, Pastor Brendan Walsh. Father Walsh, so nice to have you.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And also with us, Vicki Kaiser. She's the chair of the classic car show aspect of the festival.
Yes.
What kind of classic car do you have?
I have a 55 Ford Victoria, red and white. Ooh. Everybody's familiar with it around town.
How did you acquire that?
My husband and I purchased it in 2002.
Wow.
And have enjoyed it ever since.
Oh, I'm sure you have. And mm-hmm. and as have your community, seeing you drive around in it. It's yep. not every day you see that. Tony Fecker is past chair of the festival. Tony, tell me a little bit about this festival. Why is it so important to the church?
We think it's important because of the ties us with the community. It builds fellowship within the church itself. And everybody just has a lot of fun, I tell you. And that seems to be the top theme of it, to have fun.
It is a great festival. Deb Thompson, also with us, chair of the Arts and Crafts Show for mm-hmm. this event. How many vendors are you expecting this year?
So we have 24 vendors. We have a full tent, and we have 11 of them are brand new. So some really cute things. People should come out and look.
Father Brendan, you have a great committee that is helping with this.
Amen. And they work very hard. There's about 40 people that help put the festival together, who are in chair of a lot of different areas, from kids' games to food to a chicken dinner, arts and crafts, inflatables, chip and putt. So we have lots of activities for people to participate in.
Wow, this is really great. And it seems that for Catholic churches, festivals are an important aspect of it. It just seems like Catholic churches always do festivals.
Amen. And it's been something that St. Joseph has done for many years to help raise funds. It started as a fundraiser for Vietnamese refugees in 1979.
Wow.
And so funds raised go to parish projects. We also tithe 10%. So it goes to different charities in the community. So it's not about just what's going on at St. Joe's. It's about how do we bring the faith to the community and then help the community.
Being an important part of the fabric of the community
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Where are you located? Tell everyone a little bit about that history. I said it goes all the way back to 1840.
So the church started back in 1840. Its first church was on Dexter Town Hall Road, northwest of Dexter. And then we moved into the village at the corner of 4th and Dover. There were two churches there. In 2008, we built a new church at the corner of Mast and North Territorial. It's a little church out in the country that you can see for miles.
Yeah, it's a big church, though.
We don't tell people it's a big church. It's a big church with lots of people, so it makes it a great community.
How many parishioners do you have?
About 1,200 households.
Wow. Those are households, 1,200.
Yes.
That's amazing. It is very majestic church. I love the architecture of it. It's beautiful.
Thank you. The people are proud of it, and they love it, and they take good care of it.
Mm.
And this is a way we bring our faith to our front yard so that it's not just about what we do inside, it's about what we do outside as we come together as community to enjoy one another's friendship.
When is the festival, Deb?
So the festival starts this Friday with a spaghetti dinner and a church choir concert. And then the full-blown event starts at noon on Saturday. It goes until about 10 o'clock at night, lots of music acts. And then we have Sunday from noon until 5.
And Tony, elaborate a little bit more on that and what people are going to be able to find at the festival.
Well, it's kind of key, in my way of thinking, it's keyed around children. I would say, as I look around, more than half of the people there are little ones. Plenty of games and ways for kids to win, silly things, inflatables for them to jump on, all those kinds of things. And Sunday starts off kind of interesting. Our 11 o'clock Mass takes place under the big tent at the festival, and then the festival technically starts at noon. It starts off with our heart in the right place and goes from there. We also have on Sunday, if I could say, The Knights of Columbus, the local Knights of Columbus, put on a chicken broil.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Knights of Columbus chicken broil. They know how to do it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And I'm proud of it. I've participated in it many, many, many years.
That'll be noon to 5 on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. And there's also a country bake shop. There's other food service throughout the way. Snacks in the big tent.
All kinds of other food to get it if you like. There's, okay. Hamburgers to pulled pork to whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I particularly like the baked goods, but that's
and there's beer
I have.
And wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you have to get a temporary alcohol license for that then?
Absolutely.
Do you do that every year then, or
every year?
Wow, that's great. All of this happening again this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and actually Friday through Sunday. Friday, you mentioned a spaghetti dinner too. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of eating.
Spaghetti dinner from 5 to 7.
Going to be going on there.
yeah, that's right.
The spaghetti dinner is in the new hall. So the spaghetti dinner is inside. So if it's still hot or if it's raining, it's inside. And then people can go right to the concert, as Deb mentioned, in church. So that's all inside in the comfort of air conditioning.
And there's music, lots of music. Tell me about that.
Lots of music. Some of the entertainment acts on Saturday afternoon, we have the Chelsea House Orchestra, Toppermost, which is a Beatles tribute band. And then Saturday night, second year in a row, the Tom Petty Band Breakdown, and lots of fun last year, so we brought them back for a second year
Beatles,
in a row.
Tom Petty, you got the orchestra, you got everything happening.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, the Kielbasa Kings with the polka music.
Really?
Yep.
That's going to be
Gotta
so much
have
fun.
Them, and then a jazz band, a Easy Street jazz band to round things out Sunday evening.
There's also, from 2:30 to 3 on Sunday, a tour of Country Church. Tell me about that.
Well, the church is new. It was built in 2008, and still people are come who are interested in knowing more about our church or to see how we worship. So members of the designing committee are in church to show the highlights from our Eucharistic chapel where we keep the Blessed Sacrament for prayer, the main altar, the baptismal font of how we bring people into the faith. And then we show them our new hall and offices and classrooms that we opened a year ago.
Oh, nice. Father Brendan, Tony mentioned that there's going to be Mass in the big tent on Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is it unusual to have Mass not in the church?
Yes.
Yes, I like to remind people we built a beautiful new church so we could pray outside.
Yeah.
But the idea is we all like a change of venue, right? People like picnics in the summer, so why not pray in the tent because it helps bring everybody together in a different atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our praise band leads the music, so it has a lot of energy and a lot of spirit. And then being good Catholics, we go from praying at Mass to go get in line for the chicken boil. So it gets everybody in the same spot for a good reason.
Wow.
And hopefully they stay around for a while.
How long have you been the pastor at St. Joe's?
Since 1998.
98. And tell me a little bit about your journey to becoming a priest. How did you get that calling, Father Brendan?
So I like to tell people I decided this morning to be a priest. So I studied. I was very active in my home parish at St. Patrick's in Brighton as a boy growing up. I was an altar server. My parents were involved in the parish. I went to high school seminary in Indiana and studied religion and went to Michigan State, studied communication. And you learn about church on the vertical sense of the cross when you're learning your prayers and you're learning the theology of church. Right? You learn the community sense of church, the horizontal part of the cross, by being involved in the community. And so being active in the student parish at Michigan State when I was a student, I've experienced the sense of church as community. And so then I went to St. John Seminary in Plymouth, which is just down the road from here, got my master's in theology, did a couple years of youth ministry, was ordained a priest in 1993. And been assigned in Flint, in Lansing, and now in Dexter.
That's beautiful. And I love how you give the imagery of the cross for the vertical and the horizontal and how it all comes together. Is it your hope that someone who comes out to the 47th Annual St. Joseph Catholic Church Festival this weekend might explore the Catholic Church who is not currently Catholic?
Well, certainly. All are welcome is part of our parish mission. Right? And we want people to feel welcome. And that's part of where the tours of church are kind of fun because you can show them, here's how you would become Catholic, right? If they needed to be baptized.
It helps demystify. There's a lot of mystery revolving around the Catholic Church.
Yes,
right?
And celebrating the sacraments are where we encounter God's grace,
right?
And so those we believe help us on our journey to be faithful people, to be loving people, to be people who want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody's attracted to our Catholic faith, it's partly because of the sense of community. and the friendships they see and the smiles they see on people's face and say, they've got something that I want.
Wait until you see how Catholics party this weekend.
That's right.
Exactly. Yep.
Father Brendan Walsh from St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dexter, Vicki Kaiser, Tony Fecker, and Deb Thompson, they're all parishioners there, and they're helping out with the festival. Let's talk a little bit more about what people can encounter this weekend. More on the car show, the classic car show. Now, is this running just on one of the days?
Yes. Okay. The classic car show only happens on Saturday.
Starts
at noon at the very beginning of the festival. We have a big open field. That's the nice thing. This property, we have 46 acres,
wow.
So plenty of room to do all this stuff. We attract cars from all over the area, Southeast Michigan. We hope for at least 100 cars.
Are you kidding?
And we have room for twice that many.
Wow.
So, yeah, come on out. And the other nice thing about this festival is there's a lot of things to do besides just look at the cars. You know, you can enjoy the food and the other entertainment. We give out awards. There are celebrity judges. Father Brendan is one of them. And then the Knights of Columbus and the Knights of Columbus Auxiliary and the Parish Council Choice. And we have the teens pick a car. We also give an award for veterans. So we have a couple of our veterans who choose their favorite car owned by a veteran.
Oh, nice.
So we distinguish that. And, it's just a lot of fun.
I love how you've thought about all different kinds of people when you're putting together your festival.
Try to cover all the ages.
Yep. Yes. There's something for everyone
old,
there.
Old, young.
Yeah. And, Tony, there's sports-related things going on, too.
Yes, the Knights of Columbus has a little contest going on, a free throw contest. There's games, there's kickball, all those wonderful things to do to keep you busy and to enjoy. I'd like to say food, fun, and friendship is really kind of the key of it. Plus, if you're old enough, an adult beverage doesn't hurt.
Yeah, beer and wine as well, don't forget. Well, it's a Catholic church. You have to have the wine.
And we have bingo. That's the real – one of the other fun things for the adults to do is they can sit and play bingo.
Oh, nice.
So it's a good Catholic event.
Yeah, cakewalk. I mean, everything is on here. And you can go to the St. Joseph website to get more information. What is that website address?
And stjos.com.
stjos.com. All the details about this weekend's big event. Deb, the arts and crafts and everything that's going to be happening, kind of paint a picture of what people can find.
So you'll be able to see us as you walk into the festival grounds where the tent that has all the beautiful flowers and stuff on the outside, a big sign that says arts and crafts. We have several people that are returning. There are beautiful wood term bowls that Mark Kresik does. Cherry Holodnik does. Lots of bees wax and for polishing furniture or for lip balms. I have dolls. I have toys for kids. There's just so many cool things and so many really new fun things that I'm excited about. So I'm really happy to have a full tent this year.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun and find some great buys, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. If you had to guess, how many people are expected to come out to this festival? This is huge, isn't it?
Oh, we'll see 1,800 to 2,000 people.
Wow.
In 2 days.
Incredible. All right. Well, let's not forget about Friday, too, with the spaghetti dinner.
Correct.
All right. Go online to stjos.com, stjos.com. We've given you a little sense of everything. I wish I could go through the entire list, but it's really incredible. But I do want to point out here on the food, hamburger, cheeseburger, burgers, cheeseburger, barbecue pork on a bun. I mean, there's Polish sausages, hot dogs, vegetarian burgers, cheese pizza, chips, bottled water, soda pop, lemonade, the festival chicken dinner. That's happening on Sunday, July 19th. Half chicken, baked potato, coleslaw, roll and butter beverage. I haven't even covered everything, have I, Tony?
Nope.
Well, you guys are going to have a great time. We'll see you out there. I'm going to make it out for sure. STJOS.com. Father, if you'd be so kind, can you do a little prayer and bless the whole event coming up this weekend?
Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of faith and friendship. We ask you to come and bless our festival, bless it with good weather, bless it with happy, holy people who come to enjoy their faith and to have some fun and to grow in holiness and grace. Bless all those who are working on it. Bless all those who attend. Bless us with a safe weekend and good weather.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Father Brendan Walsh from St. Joseph Catholic Church, along with his committee members today here on the Lucy Ann Land Show. A big thank you to Deb Thompson, Tony Fecker, and Vicki Kaiser. The St. Joseph Festival starting Friday, running through Sunday in Dexter at St. Joe's Church. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.